too.
Song of the Day winner going out to Live the Web Girl today. That was a song category of songs you hated but now love with Taylor Swift. Look What You Made Me Do. That music video is still so dope. Like, she always has incredible music videos. Like, I'll give you that.
I want her to come out with more new music. We need more.
I'm sure she will. I just can't wait for some more Bieber. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Hey, if you want to be part of the song today, like as far as an idea or something, hit us up. Send us a DM. It's Joe and Mackenzie. If you didn't know, it is a new year, and we have resolutions, I'm sure, or goals. I mean, some people, Mackenzie, hate saying I have a resolution. I know they're like, no, 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 I'm going to call it this. But in general, things you'd like to accomplish, where you want to direct yourself and focus yourself on for 2020.
Right. I feel like I like things I'm going to stop doing, so I like that.
Now, what I want to hear from people, though, and I'm not trying to be negative, but what is your New Year's resolution, and it already failed? Like, how did it fail? Did it fail the first day? Like, I know some people are doing dry January where you don't drink any alcohol for the month of January, which is a great idea. Give your liver a rest and you'll be surprised what it'll do for you.
You've made it what? To the, what's today? The 14th?
Today's the 14th.
You're like halfway there for the month.
I've had alcohol.
I'm speaking to those actually doing dry January.
No, I thought about it. I'm drinking much less. And I actually drank this past week in just a few drinks, but that may not be a bad idea.
My mom actually told me I need to drink more.
Alcohol?
Kiki.
I don't know. Like, I've never seen you drinking. Like, are you a lightweight?
I'm total lightweight. She just like is like, just relax. You need to drink more.
Girl, vibe up. Come on. Get the Kiki cocktail. That's what you need.
Yes. 5 o'clock somewhere.
Now, one thing I'm trying to do, and it's different for each thing, but in general, I'm trying to be on time. And that means like for work, but also, if I'm supposed to meet somebody at 2 o'clock, I need to be there, or I should be there by 1:55. I don't need to like at the butt crack of dawn early, but I should be there, not late, rolling in at like 2:01. Like yesterday, totally didn't plan it to be that way, and I was supposed to be in time, but I ended up being 50 minutes late meeting up with my guy, Frankie, that I'm just kind of met up to work out with yesterday.
Okay.
And he was so cool about it. It just was a cluster yesterday. Like, everything that went wrong, I had to stay at work for like an extra 35 minutes just getting something that had to get done. And then, like, it was 20 minutes away from like where we work at. So I was like, dude, and he was so cool with it. I'm so sorry, but we got like 30 minutes in of an hour workout. And then I just had to do the rest on my own. But that's my biggest thing I always fail at, is I always want to be on time and I keep on screwing up at it.
That's hard. That's always hashtag goals, but things happen. Like, oh, you forgot your laptop. And then I was like, oh, I got to scrape my freaking car. And it's just like, of course, that's a really smart thing to do. A lot more time. I need to do that as well. You know, they asked, who did they interview? Like a guru. And they're like, what? I don't know. I'm trying to think who it was, but they were like, what do you do to really be on time? Or what do you do to reduce stress? And he was like, leave early for my appointments.
That's true.
Because they were expecting this profound answer. And he's like, seriously, it's the most stressful thing ever.
Yeah, you're never stressed. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm 5 minutes early. It's usually like, oh crap, I'm going to be 5 minutes late.
If I'm early for something, I'm like, this is what it's like. It's so weird.
I think I'm afraid, like, what am I going to do if I'm there early? It's like, well, let's try to find out and see what happens. What about you, Chops? Do you have any resolutions you've ever set and you already failed them, like, right off the bat?
So my resolution for this year, I've kind of failed it, but I still have a chance to save it. Oh. So if you remember, mine was to be a better friend. And what I meant by that is, you know, if someone reaches out to me that I haven't talked to in a long time, don't just like ignore them or don't just be so busy, you know, like actually write back. And someone wrote me like 3 days ago and I haven't written them back yet.
Has it been eking you like on your mind?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what it was too. I finally updated my Facebook. I don't go on Facebook much anymore. And I finally updated it to in a relationship. Oh, please.
I'm shocked you didn't do that weeks ago.
It's because I don't go on Facebook anymore.
I'm shocked
anymore.
It's not engaged.
Yeah, I was going to say, just go straight to engaged.
So anyways, when I did that, I didn't even realize, but I guess everyone saw it and it got like 50 likes. And one of my friends saw it and she messaged me and she was like, oh, tell me like who's the new person and yada yada. And I just haven't gotten back yet. So I can still do that. If I do it today, I think my resolution is still intact.
Why does your show not, were your friend not listen to our show?
Oh, she's back in New Jersey. Actually, she does listen. She downloaded the app.
Aww.
Yeah, you can get the Radio No app and listen anywhere.
Yeah, girl, then she can get all the dirt on you and hostage boy.
All right, Live the Web Girl. I feel like you probably have resolutions and things you want to change. How are those going?
Well, I wanted to journal more and hopefully like every day. That I journaled one day this month.
Yeah, it's when you send text messages.
And it was like half of a page. Like normally when I journal like 3 pages. like front and back.
What do you journal? Is it like your whole day? Like today I got up and I had protein powder.
No,
then I went to work.
More, I use it personally as like a kind of like a type of prayer and also just to like think through some stuff. Like, what am I really stressful about? What am I really grateful for? What things are going great? What things are going bad? Why are those things going bad? Why is something irritating me? And it's the way I like work through a lot of things. And I also discover a lot of things. So if I'm really irritated at something and I'm like, I don't know why this is bothering me. Like, why is it bothering so much? When I'm writing, I'm able to be like, well, it kind of makes me feel like I'm missing out. Why do I feel like I'm missing out? Like, this is why. This is why it hurts me, because I feel like I'm kind of like losing some of my friends, like whatever it is.
That's so mature.
I kind of like discover what's kind of like making me tick, you know, by journaling. I write it all out.
I have found, and this is so true, write someone a letter. Like if someone has been horrible to you, or if someone's just like, oh, you don't want to carry that around because that's like you carrying the poison. So you write it out so you just don't carry that around with you. So you get it out, and then you can, you don't have to send the letter. You can burn it, you can rip it out, but at least you have it out, and it's just very therapeutic.
I would accidentally like leave my letter out like for everybody to see, like, whoa, he's an angry man.
I did that when I was in grade school and they found him. I wrote him about my parents because I was really mad at them and they found him.
Oh, no.
What did your parents do that made you so mad?
I mean, I don't know. I was like a little sixth grade teen angsty. I had like an electric guitar and I'm sure that they just like grounded me for... like not doing my homework.
Dad wouldn't buy me new picks and strings for my guitar. Whatever. I wanted that whammy pedal. You can tweet us. It's Joe McKenzie. Let us know. Tell us about your New Year's resolution that kind of failed, not doing so hot. Hey, McKenzie, I know you're working hard this morning on the tee. What is coming up with that?
Ooh, Bachelorette, Hannah B's biggest regret. Plus, the rapper Will Smith admits he was crazy jealous of.